This is Ozarks at Large. Monday is Labor Day, a holiday celebrated in honor of workers. Tomorrow morning, the annual Labor Day breakfast, sponsored by the Northwest Arkansas Workers Justice Center, will be held at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville. The featured speaker, Reverend Steve Copley, will discuss wage theft, a problem estimated to cost workers, taxpayers, and government entities billions of dollars annually. Reverend Steve Copley is chair of the Arkansas Interfaith Committee for Worker Justice. That's a statewide coalition based in Little Rock, and he's with me on the phone. Reverend Copley, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
If you do any sort of research or study about it, it's almost always identified as the problem or crime or dilemma that hardly anyone knows about. Do you think that's still the case?
I think it's changing, but I would still say many folks do not know about it, and part of our job is to continue to bring visibility to people. That's, like I said, I think it's in improving people's understanding, but I still think it really, really is kind of the crime that nobody talks about.
We should define what wage theft can be. It can come in many forms, paying workers or employees under minimum wage or withholding certain amounts of the wage that you say you will pay a worker.
It really can come in a number of forms. An employer doesn't pay overtime. The worker leaves a job and the employer just doesn't give them their last paycheck. In many ways, a common one is we see, you know, a worker not paid at all for the hours they've worked, but not paying minimum wage, misclassification, you know, classifying somebody as an independent contractor, which, you know, affects the money they pay in. And if you're in the restaurant business, it's they don't get all their tips. And in fact, the statistic says that 90% of restaurant workers last year didn't get all their wages, their tipped wages. So it comes in all those various types of form. And in Arkansas, we see all of those.
It sounds as if it would be a rather difficult sort of thing to track and keep accurate statistics on.
It really is very, very difficult. If you go to the Department of Labor, partly because it is, as we started the conversation, it's not very well known. Because it's not very well known, that's often because it hasn't been reported, and therefore it makes the statistics hard. And also, it's not very easy to track. The statistics aren't as good. It's just hard to – how do you put all those various classifications down? They're just those kind of statistics. Not all those are kept. So it's hard. Like, for instance, in labor statistics, not paying minimum wage is certainly is kept more frequently. But the whole idea of someone not being paid at all, they just don't keep that type of statistic. So you're right. It's hard to get a real clear picture of what's going on.
What's the best way to fight wage theft then?
Several things. First of all, to create good partnerships, and that's what the Interfaith Committee for Worker Justice, the Workers' Rights Center in Springdale, to develop some partnerships with the faith community. I'm a United Methodist pastor, to work with the Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor, to work with the State Department of Labor, to also to work with OSHA and EEOC, but they try to go out and get information out. But those partnerships, so that when an incident arises, you can get that person to the agency. The agency can become more and more aware of perhaps this is a chronic, prevalent condition with that particular employer. But even more importantly, perhaps at this point, is to do education to first of all, amongst workers, to say you do have rights, that if this happens to you, it's not right, and that this shouldn't be happening. And so if we can educate workers, but then go out and educate and raise consciousness in the public, so that, you know, as we started, that this is a crime wave nobody talks about, that more and more folks know about it, it becomes harder to to have occur if more people know about it.
Do you think there are strong enough or enough penalties for workers who do engage or employers who do engage in wage theft to make that a deterrent?
No. At the moment, the law certainly need beefed up, and the actions to be more punitive. Right now, well, we for instance, if you see somebody not paid at all, I can't recall exactly what the penalty is, but it's so minimal, and by the time that the worker goes and files a complaint and the complaint's investigated and then the penalty meted out, and it may only, you know, be fairly small, and it's weeks and months, and sometimes people even give up in the middle of that process because if they've quit their job and they haven't gotten that last check, or they just haven't gotten paid, perhaps they've moved on to some other place, and the punishment, the penalties need to be enhanced so that workers won't do that. And sometimes it's so difficult, like the misclassification, this determination between an independent contractor and an employee. That's a tough call. It's a tough analysis as to, the employer has to make that decision. So sometimes that is a tough call, and then the penalties for that are small.
What role could the Arkansas legislature play in helping fight wage theft?
Last session we had a bill before them to, again, basically try to enhance the penalty for, you know, some of this misconduct. And we're working right now, a group of folks, when particularly the group in Springdale, to come in 2013 before the legislature with another request to really stiffen the penalties when these kinds of violations occur. That seems to be the heart of it. It's just not steep enough, so when the employer considers this kind of action, there's really nothing to prevent them from doing that. So we're really working close with some legislators to try to see if we can't develop and pass a piece of legislation.
Reverend Steve Copley is the chair of the Arkansas Interfaith Committee for Workers' Justice, a statewide coalition based in Little Rock, and he will speak at the annual Labor Day breakfast sponsored by the Northwest Arkansas Workers' Justice Center. That's tomorrow morning from 9 until 11. Reverend Copley, thank you for your time.
Thank you.